శ్రీభక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి జైస్కాన్ ఫౌండర్ ఆచార్య శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి జయం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివరాదిగాచార్య అష్టదరసత శ్రేష్ఠమాద భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరి ఠాకూర్ మహారాజుల ప్రభుపాదకి జయ అనంతగుడి వైష్ణవృందకి జయ నమాచార్య శ్రీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమస కహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌర భక్త వృందకి జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ గోపినాథ్ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరిగవర్ధన్కి జయ శ్రీ వృందావన మథురధామకి జయ శ్రీ మహాపుణ్యవదీప్ ధామకి జయ శ్రీ జగన్నాథపురి ధామకి జయ గంగాదేవి జమున దేవికి జయ భక్తి దేవికి జయ శ్రీ తులసి మహారాణికి జయ శ్రీ హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి జయ శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద ట్రాన్స్జెండర్ బుక్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూషన్కి జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌర్నితాయికి జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ కృష్ణ బలరామకి జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాశ్యామ సుందరుల తవిసగదేవికి జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ జగన్నాథ్ బలదేవ్ సుభద్ర మహారాణికి జయ సమవేత భక్త వృందకి నితాయ గౌర ప్రమానందే హరి హరి All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories always to Guru and Gauranga. Jaya Srila Prabhupada. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अवद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। मूकं कृते वाचालं पङ्गुलं गयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणम् श्रीपरमानन्दमाधवम्। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 23, verse 33 and 34. Is it 34 verse? 33. Both of them, okay. So the name of this chapter is The Brahmana's Wives Blessed. श्रवणात् दर्शनात् ध्यानात् मयि भावः अनुकीर्तनात् न तथा सन्निकर्षेण प्रतियात ततः गृहान्। श्रीशुक उवाच इति उक्तः द्विजपत्न्यः ता यज्ञवाटं पुनः गतः ते च अनसूयवः ताभिः स्त्रीभिः सत्रम् अपारयम् अपारयन्। सो विल रीड बोथ द वर्सेस। अडिदा बोथ वर्सेस आर देयर ना, या वी कैन रीड टुगेदर 33 एंड 34। First 33, then 34, no? Yeah. Shravanat darsanat dhyanam mayi bhavo anukirtanat na tatha sannikarsena प्रतियात ततो गृहान्। शिशुक उवाच इत्युक्ता द्विजपत्न्यस्ता यज्ञवाटं पुनर्गतः తీర్చానస్వస్థాభి స్త్రీభి సత్రంగ పారయన్ శ్రవణాదర్శనాధ్యానాం మయి భావోను కీర్తనా న తథా సన్నికర్షేణ ప్రతియాత తతో గృహాన్. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ ఇతి యుక్తాదిజపత్న్యస్తా యజ్ఞవాటం పునర్గతః స్త్రీభి సత్రంగ పారయన్ శ్రవణాదర్శనాధ్యానాం మయి భావోను కీర్తనా న తథా సన్నికర్షేణ ప్రతియాత తతో గృహాన్. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ ఇత్యుక్త్వా ద్విజపత్న్యస్తా యజ్ఞవాటం పునర్గతా తేచాన స్వ్యవస్థాభిః స్త్రీభి సత్రంగ పారయన్. आप लोग एक एक करके वन बाय वन यू कैन रिपीट. श्रवणा दर्शन ध्यान सही भाव अनुकीर्तना न तथा सन्निकर्षेण प्रतियात तत्ग्रहा. नेक्स्ट समय no second verse sisuka vacha iti yukta dija patnyasta yagnavatam punargatah echana suyavastavi sivi satram aparayam. Just to run. శ్రవణాదర్శనాధ్యానం మయి భావోను కీర్తనా న తథా సన్నికర్షేణ ప్రతియాత తతో గృహాన్. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ ఇత్యుక్త్వా ద్విజపత్న్యస్తా యజ్ఞవాటం పునర్గతః చేశాన స్వ్యవస్థాభి త్రివి సత్రంగ పారయన్. శ్రవణాత్ బై హియరింగ్, దర్శనాత్ బై సీయింగ్ ది డైటీ ఫార్మ్, ధ్యానాత్ బై మెడిటేషన్, మై ఫర్ మీ భావః లవ్, అనుకీర్తనాత్ బై చాంటింగ్ మై నేమ్స్ అండ్ క్వాలిటీస్, న నాట్ తథా ఇన్ ది సేమ్ వే సన్నికర్షేణ బై లిటరల్ ప్రాక్సిమిటీ, ప్రతియాత రిటర్న్ తతః దేర్ఫోర్ గృహాన్ to your homes. శ్రీ శుక ఉవాచ. శ్రీ సుఖదేవ గోస్వామి సెడ్ ఇతి విత్ దీజ్ వర్డ్స్ ఉక్తః స్పోకన్ టు ద్విజపత్నయః ది వైఫ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది బ్రాహ్మణస్ తాః దే యజ్ఞవాటం టు ది ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ సాక్రిఫైస్ పునః అగైన్ గతాః వెంట్ తే దే దేర్ హస్బెండ్స్ చ అన్ అనసూయవః నాట్ ఇన్వికల్ తాభి టుగెదర్ విత్ దెమ్ స్త్రీభి దేర్ వైఫ్స్ సత్రం ది సాక్రిఫిషియల్ పర్ఫార్మెన్స్ అపారయన్ దే కంప్లీటెడ్. So translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation: It is by hearing about me, seeing my deity form, meditating upon me and chanting my names and glories that love for me develops, not by physical proximity. Therefore, please go back to your homes. Srila Sukadeva Goswami said, thus instructed, the wives of the brahmanas returned to the place of sacrifice. The brahmanas did not find any fault with their wives, and together with them they finished the sacrifice. Purport: The wives of the brahmanas obeyed Lord Krishna's order and returned to the sacrificial arena of their husbands. Whereas the gopis, although ordered by Krishna to go home, remained in the forest to dance with him through the full moon night. Both the gopis and the brahmana's wives achieved pure love of Godhead. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షురోన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదామయం దదాతి సోపదంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగరో శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగరుం వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సగ్రజాతం సగణరఘునాథ నితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ పాదాం సగణలలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్విత. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతి గోపీశ గోపికాకంత రాధాకంత నమస్తుతే. తప్త కంచన గౌరంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ విశ్వానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వంశాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమో మహావదన్నాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నమ్మే గౌరతిశే నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే. శ్రవణ దర్శన ధ్యాన మయీ భావో అనుకీర్తన నథా సన్నికర్షేణ ప్రతియాత తతో గృహా. సో దిస్ వర్స్ ఇస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ వర్స్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్, బికాజ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఇట్స్ గివింగ్ ది ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ ది వైఫ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది బ్రాహ్మణస్ హౌ టు డెవలప్ లవ్ ఫర్ హిమ్. సో ది ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ డెవలపింగ్ లవ్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ హెస్ బిన్ గివెన్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్. యాజ్ వీ ఆల్ నో దట్ ది బ్రాహ్మణ వైఫ్స్ they were devotees of Krishna while living in Mathura, because that time Mathura was ruled by Kansa. So naturally, because of Kansa's atrocities, the Brahmins had stopped ritualistic activities and they were all afraid of Kansa. So to develop love for Krishna in Mathura naturally externally was very difficult, but those devotees who were in Mathura, they were developing love for Krishna within their hearts. Like Akrura, we see that many of the Yadavas, they left Mathura being afraid of Kansa, but Akrura stayed back. He wanted to see Krishna and he was actually waiting for the birth of Krishna, so he would be able to see him, and he knew very well that Lord Krishna would come and kill Kansa and protect the Yadus and the Mathuravasis. So like that, there are also many devotees in Mathura, and these Brahman Patnis, they became devotees of Krishna just by hearing. That's why hearing is very important in devotional service. That though they were living in Mathura, they had not come to Vrindavan out of fear of Kansa. But they heard about Krishna and his pastimes in Mathura from the flower ladies, those who were going from Vrindavan to Mathura to sell their product, the flowers and the betel nut, betel leaves. So they are hearing from them, because whatever pastimes Krishna was performing in Vrindavan, those stories were carried out by these ladies to Mathura, and they were hearing from this about Krishna from these flower ladies. And just by hearing again and again about Krishna's pastimes and his beautiful form, they developed attachment for Krishna. So this is called Purva Raga. In రసశాస్త్ర, దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ పుర్బరాగ. వెన్ దేర్ ఇస్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ లవ్, లవ్ హ్యాస్ టూ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్. వన్ ఆస్పెక్ట్ ఈజ్ సంభోగ, మీన్స్ యూనియన్. ది అదర్ ఆస్పెక్ట్ ఈజ్ సెపరేషన్, వియోగ ఆర్ విరహ. So as it has been described in the scriptures, na vina vipralambena sambhogam prasnyasmude. Without separation, vipralamba, sambhoga and vipralamba, two aspects of love, prema. So na vina vipralambena sambhogam prasnyasmude. Without the help of vipralamba, the feeling of separation, sambhoga means the feeling of union, will not be enriched. That's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while exhibiting love of Krishna in the mood of a devotee of Krishna, he always felt separation from Krishna. కహా మోర ప్రాణనాథ మురళి వదన, కహా జాము కహా పాము బ్రజేంద్రనంద. చైతన్య మహాప్రభు వాజ్ ఆల్వేజ్ ఫీలింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే దట్ వేర్ ఈజ్ మై లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ మై లైఫ్, హూ ఈజ్ హోల్డింగ్ ఎ ఫ్లూట్ ఆన్ హిజ్ లిప్స్. వేర్ ఎవర్, వేర్ కెన్ ఐ గో, వేర్ కెన్ ఐ ఫైండ్ the lord of my life? So this was the feeling of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was feeling separation from Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So this is called the topmost level of love of Godhead in separation, because the intensity of love is increased in separation. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set the example. And the same way the gopis of Vrindavan, headed by Srimati Radharani, they also felt utmost separation when Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura. So this vipralamba is actually meant to increase the intensity of love for the lovable object. So in separation there are also four aspects of separation. So one is purvaraga. Purvaraga means the beloved has not seen the lover yet. He has only heard about him, about his glories, about his beautiful features, or she might have only seen the picture of the lover and has developed love for him. So in that state it is called purvaraga. The love developed before seeing the lover. Purva means before seeing. Raga means attachment. So the attachment develops before seeing the lover. And then the another aspect of separation is man. When the beloved develops a sulky mood about the lover, and then separation for the time being takes place, that is called man. And then third aspect is prema vaichitya. Prema vaichitya means that the lover is sitting with the beloved, but the beloved thinks some or other that the lover is gone, though he is sitting next to her. Like in one case we see when Srimati Radharani was sitting with Krishna, and then one bumblebee came and was harassing Srimati Radharani. Then Madhu Mangal came and drove that bumblebee away and announced that now Madhupati is gone. So immediately Srimati Radharani thought Madhupati means Madhu Mangal was pointing out to bumblebee as Madhupati, but Krishna is also called Madhupati. So Radharani thought that now Krishna is gone, though he was sitting next to her. So she started crying and feeling separation from Krishna. So that is called Prema Vaichitya. And the fourth aspect of separation is that when the lover goes away for some personal work, goes away from the beloved for some distance away, then that separation takes place. And this can happen like if the lover is planning for some business, he goes away from home or from the beloved for some time. That is called buddhi purvak pravas. Means this is arranged separation. And another is called abuddhi purvak pravas, means one is forced by destiny to go away from the beloved. So in these four aspects, this purva raga actually has developed within the wives of the Brahmins. They have not seen Krishna yet, and they have heard about Krishna, his glories and his beautiful form, and by hearing again and again, they have developed love for Krishna. And so much so that they were living in their homes just like hunted by ghosts. And their husbands could notice this, that their wives were not in proper mental condition. They could notice this, but they could not figure it out, what it was. But it was within their heart. They were feeling utmost separation from Krishna, and they were very eager to see Krishna. Krishna was living in Vrindavan and they were in Mathura, so nearby, but they could not see Krishna. So they are waiting for that opportunity to see Krishna. And when Krishna understood this, because he is Antaryami, he understands the feelings of his devotees. So when the cowherd boys wanted some food, requested Krishna and Balaram to arrange for some food, so Krishna sent them initially to the Brahmins, those who were performing sacrifice nearby on the outskirts of Mathura. And that was actually the boundary of Mathura and Vrindavan. So they were nearby performing sacrifices. And these cowherd boys went, and the Brahmins, they were ritualistic Brahmins, and they had no love and affection for Krishna, and they were performing the sacrifice to go to heaven. That's why they did not pay any attention towards the request of the cowherd boys. And they came back. And now when Krishna heard this, he smiled, because he knew very well these Brahmins and their mood, that they were performing the sacrifice not to satisfy him, but to satisfy the demigods and go to the heaven. Though Krishna is the Bhaktaram Yajnatapasang Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, though he is the supreme enjoyer of all sacrifices, and these Brahmins did not know this. So Krishna smiled and now he sent these boys to the wives of the Brahmins, because Krishna knew very well that the wives of the Brahmins were his devotees. Those who were developing their love for him since they got puberty, means from their youth, they were developing that love for Krishna, and that was in their hearts. So Krishna wanted to benedict them, give them the opportunity, because they are so longing in their hearts to see Krishna. So Krishna now gave that opportunity to those ladies, Brahmin's wives, to come and see him. So then Krishna when sent these boys to the Brahmin ladies, and they were sitting together in Yajnasala, where the ladies' quarters were there. And what they were doing, they were only discussing about Krishna. Because their mind, their whole attention was in Krishna. So they were discussing about Krishna. And when these boys arrived there and offered their obeisances to them and told to them that Krishna was hungry and he was nearby with his coward boys and Balaram, as soon as they heard about Krishna and Krishna was nearby, with great ecstasy they fainted. Because they were waiting for this moment since long time. So they fainted in ecstasy. And then when they heard that Krishna was hungry, then they were cursing that, why did we faint? Because Krishna was hungry, their dearmost Lord, dearmost lover is hungry, immediately they should take some foodstuffs to him. So then after reviving consciousness, immediately all the ladies took out the pots full of different four kinds of cooked items, four kinds of foods. Charvya, chasya, leya, peya. Four kinds of eatables, which can be chewed, licked, sucked, and can be drunk. So, and they did not even hand over those pots to the cowherd boys, because they had come to take the food. And these ladies, they were so affectionate towards Krishna that they did not hand over these pots full of different foodstuffs to these cowherd boys to carry. This is the symptom of love. When we love someone, we want to serve him personally, not through someone. Generally, sometimes when a guest comes to our house, then what we do? We engage someone else to serve the guests. We personally don't do. That means we don't have love for that guest. So these ladies, they personally carried all the pots with cooked food to go and see Krishna and offer these foods to him. So when they arrived there at Ashokavan, which was also boundary of Vrindavan, then from a distance they saw Krishna's beautiful form. Krishna was bluish in color, effulgence was coming out from his body, and he was standing wearing a cloth which is golden color, means yellow color. And he was putting vanamala on his neck, and also the lilies as his earrings, and then peacock feather on his turban, and then some flower buds and leaves on his turban. So he was in vanamali vesh, and in vanamali vesh Lord Krishna looks very, very beautiful. And he was putting his left hand on the shoulder of a friend. And in the right hand he was twirling a lotus flower. And he was looking towards these ladies. And the ladies were looking towards Krishna. And being stunned, seeing Krishna's beautiful form, they were standing in one place without moving, holding the pots in their hands, and they were completely stunned and looking towards Krishna. And they were seeing Krishna after a long time, and now they are fulfilling their cherished desire. So what did they do? They took Krishna's beautiful form through the holes of their eyes and took Krishna into their hearts and embraced Krishna to their heart's content. And in this way, they got rid of that separation they had developed since long time. So after this, then Lord Krishna did the same trick he had done for the gopis. He congratulated these wives of the Brahmins and asked them that, what could I do for you? You have so much love for me, and you have come leaving your husbands, your parents, your sons, brothers. You have left everything, like the gopis had left everything to go to Krishna. These Brahmin ladies had left everything, and they knew very well that they would not come back. Their husbands would not receive them anymore. They knew it very well. That's why they left everything. The familial affection, home, just for Krishna. This is the love they had developed, like the gopis. And then when Krishna asked, what could I do for you? Then the ladies, they had come to stay with Krishna. They had not come to go back again to the place of fire sacrifice. But Krishna told them that your living with me will not be appreciated by the people of this world. Your wives of the Brahmins, so your living with me will not be appreciated by the people of the world. So better you go back to your husbands and do these things. This sloka is giving actually instruction to the wives of the Brahmins. And very soon you will come to me, you will attend me. And these ladies, they followed Krishna's order, whereas the gopis did not follow. They stayed back to dance with Krishna. But both the gopis and the Brahmin wives, they attend the love of Godhead. Because both had the same feelings. They had given up everything material, every relationship in the material world for Krishna. That was the highest sacrifice they were making. So it is very difficult to give up familial affection. That's what is called dustajya. Very difficult to give up. And specifically for ladies, it is very difficult. More difficult. But still these ladies did that. So that's why Krishna says that you go back and your love for me will develop if you do this. What? Sravanat. If you always hear about me. And darsanat. And you will always take darshan of my deity form. So Krishna may not be available personally to give darshan, but at least we can get darshan of Krishna in his deity form. And the deity of Krishna and Krishna, they are none different. That's why we are so much attracted here to Radha Sansandra. Because they are none different. Radha Samsundar personally staying here. Krishna Balaram personally staying here. Gauranitai personally staying here. As a whole world is attracted towards them. So Krishna says, this will develop one's love. When we come regularly to get darshan of Krishna in his deity form, and hear about him regularly, nityam bhagavata sevaya, and then dhyana, and when we hear about Krishna all the time and get darshan of Krishna in his deity form, then naturally the meditation in mind will come. Our mind will be filled up with the thoughts of Krishna, with the picture of Krishna, the form of Krishna. Our mind will be filled up with this, Krishna's form and his activities. That's how we can remember Krishna all the time within our mind. And that is called dhyana. Dhyana. Mai bhava anukirtanat. And when we'll be hearing and then getting darshan of Krishna's deity form and meditating on the mind, then naturally we will always want to glorify Krishna's pastimes and his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is the way to develop love for Krishna. Krishna himself is telling this. Na tatha sannikarse. And Krishna is telling, not just staying with me will not develop your love. Because sometimes when we are very close to Krishna, we take it for granted. Oh, now we have become devotees of Krishna. Now we are great. So this feeling of separation will increase our intensity of love for Krishna. And Krishna is personally telling this. Love in separation. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally showed this in his life. That's why Krishna said, now you don't stay with me, go back home. So these ladies respected Krishna's order and came back home, believing that their husbands would not chastise them. And certainly, because Krishna is also within the hearts of every living entity, and he was also in the hearts of their husbands. So Krishna gave them that understanding to the husbands of these ladies, that these ladies have not done anything wrong. They understood that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and these ladies have not done anything wrong by going to him and serving him. So they accepted these ladies and performed their sacrifices. So in this way, the ladies, Yajnapatnis, they attained perfection. And Krishna had told them that very soon you will attain me. So they all attained Krishna in conjugal love. Just by doing this, they developed love. So we'll stop here, and today is also the appearance day of Srimati Sita Thakurani. We have to discuss a little bit about Srimati Sita Thakurani. Srimati Sita Thakurani was the consort of Sri Advaita Acharya, who was incarnation of Mahavishnu. So Advaita Acharya had two wives. One is Sita Thakurani, another is Sri. And Sri and Sita both were sisters and the daughters of Nrisingha Bhadevi. So Srimati Sita Thakurani in Krishna Leela was Purnamasi, Yogamaya. And her sister Sri was her expansion. So Srimati Sita Thakurani and Sri both were wives of Advaita Acharya. And Srimati Sita Thakurani was worshipped by the whole world. Jagata Pujita Arya. Advaita Acharya Bharya Jagata Pujita Arya. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that she was worshipped by everyone in the whole world. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared at Navadvip, Mayapur, so Sachi Mata was very respectful to Sita Thakurani, because Advaita Acharya has another house at Mayapur where he used to come with Sita Thakurani and stay there, live near in the bank of the Ganges for some time. So he used to come there. That's why Sachi Mata and Sita Thakurani had a very good relationship, and Sachi Mata was very respectful to Sita Thakurani. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Jagannath Das, Jagannath Mishra, sent a message to Advaita Acharya at Shantipur. So when Advaita Acharya heard this, he was in great ecstasy, because he was waiting for this time. He was waiting for the Lord to appear and propagate the holy name of the Lord to deliver the fallen conditioned souls of this age. So he was in great ecstasy and he started dancing with Haridas Thakur. And then he took bath in the Ganges and offered so many cows in presentation to Brahmins because of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he came back to home and ordered Sita Devi, Sita Thakurani, to come to Mayapur And Sita Thakurani, when she came with different kinds of presentations for the small boy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, small baby, and also some presentations for Jagannatha Mishra and Sachi Mata. And when Sita Thakurani came to Mayapur and saw this beautiful baby, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she remembered Krishna. She thought that this baby is as good as Lord Krishna. Because Yogamaya was also, Purnamasi Devi was also present when Krishna appeared in Braj. And Krishna's body was effulgent, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body was also effulgent. So Sita Thakurani thought that this boy and Krishna, there is no difference. Only difference in color. Krishna was bluish in color like Indra Nilamani. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's color was like Tapta Kanchana. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. So only color difference was there. Otherwise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's limbs were proportionately built, strong, beautiful, and effulgent. So Sita Thakurani became very happy to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then to give Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessings, Sita Thakurani took some grains and some durva, means grass. That is very auspicious. To throw some grains and grass is very auspicious. So Sita Thakurani put those grains and grass on the head of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave her benediction to live long. Generally, the mothers, they expect their children to live long. So Sita Thakurani was in motherly affection. She was giving blessings to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because she had a motherly affection for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she was also very afraid of ghosts and witches. Generally, the mothers, they are afraid for their children from ghosts and witches. So naturally, Sita Thakurani was afraid for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and she gave the name Nimai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared under the neem tree, and at the same time, Sita Thakurani gave the name Nimai, because there is a tradition in India, specifically in Hindu tradition, that when some names which are not generally given to the children, they are not considered very nice names. So those names are given to the children thinking that the Yamaraj will not take this children, child away. So sometimes they give the name Nimai or Bhikari. Bhikari means beggar. Or this type of names. So many different kinds of names they give. So Sita Thakurani gave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the name Nimai. So no ghosts or witches or even Yamaraj would not be attracted to take Nimai back. So in this way, Sita Thakurani stayed for some time in Sachimata's house and gave Satyamata different instructions have to bring up Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then on the day of the celebration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, Jagannath Mishra also respected Sita Thakurani by giving different presents like nice cloth, sari, and other ornaments. In this way, Jagannath Mishra respected Sita Thakurani and she went back. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he grew up, he went to Gaya, and when he came back from Gaya, he was a different person. After he came back from Gaya, and he was behaving like a madman, chanting the holy name. So then he started his sankirtan at Srivas Pandit's courtyard with the devotees. And there, Advaita Acharya first worshipped Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, worshipped his lotus feet. So, in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while performing his sankirtan in Navadvip, Mayapur, then one time he came to Santipur with Nityananda Prabhu. Then he called Advaita Acharya and Sita Thakurani, and he ordered that you all arrange Ashtaprahara Nam Sankirtan, means 24 hours continuous Nam Sankirtan. It seems Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself started this 24 hours Nam Sankirtan. So he ordered Sita Thakurani and Advaita Acharya to invite all Vaishnavas and bring Kartal and Mridanga and worship Mridanga and Kartal before Nam Sankirtan. So that is called Khol Mangal in Bengali. Khol Mangal means bring some auspiciousness to Mridanga. So Mridanga and Kartal, they are worshipped before Nam Sankirtan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initiated this. And then he told to invite different Vaishnavas for Nam Sankirtan. And he told Sita Thakurani to prepare different foodstuffs to feed the Vaishnavas. So in this way, Ashtaprahara Nam Sankirtan started at Santipur in Srivas Pandit's house. So then, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and went to Jagannath Puri, so every year Advaita Acharya would take Sita Thakurani with him to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with other devotees. And at Puri, Advaita Acharya would invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house for prasada. So Sita Thakurani would prepare some different kinds of foodstuffs, and because she had a maternal affection for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu respected Srimati Sita Thakurani. And he would love Sita Thakurani's cooking, like Sati Mata's cooking. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would respect the prasadam cooked by Sita Thakurani. And Sita Thakurani had three sons: Achyutananda, Krishna Mishra, Gopal Mishra. And they were all followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya had other sons, those who were not followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But these three were followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So anyway, in this way, Sita Thakurani, she had a vatsalya bhav, parental affection towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and she was always trying to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in different way. While coming from Navadvip, she would bring dry items, cooked dry items for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he would keep those items and eat throughout the year, from dry items like achar and other things. So in this way, Sita Thakurani played a vital role in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life and served him with parental affection, maternal affection. Jaya Srimati Sita Thakurani ki, Jaya Sri Advaita Acharya ki, Jaya Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki, Jaya Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Jaya Sri Sri Radha Syam Sundar Lata Visagadevi ki, Jaya Sri Sri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maharani ki, Jaya Sri Prabhupada Maharaj ki, Jaya Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari.